Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the super-powered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500-kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage.
Are you ready for a 100-year journey through music history, the popular recorded music era? On today's show, a yodeling country music woman of the 1940s wants to be a cowboy's sweetheart. Plus, one of the most quotable movies of the 1980s, and actress Taylor Momsen rocks out and focuses on being in a band. Plus, remembering Jack Lee of the punk band The Nerves, also well known as a writer of one of the big songs by Blondie. All of this in our next hour together on Cruisin' the Decades. And we're going to start more than a century ago with a song by Burt Williams from 1910. In recent months, as I've started to really enjoy music from the teens and 20s and 30s and doing a personal deep dive thanks to this radio show, I've learned about the history of Burt Williams, an early vaudeville singer and performer, an early comedian, and in fact, the first black man to have a leading role in a film in 1914. Well, this is Burt Williams. His song is called "I'll Lend You Everything I've Got Except My Wife." This is from 1910 on Cruisin' the Decades.
When the wine goes in, then the truth comes out, and Brother Simpson was just that way. If you stop and listen while he told you about his troubles, he wouldn't let you buy a drink all day. The man would just stand and stand and sigh and stand till he felt himself getting kind of gay. Nobody never knew exactly really what his trouble was about till he buttonholed you over in the corner. Then he'd say, "I'll lend you my heart, I'll lend you the hay, I'll lend you anything I've got, take it away. I'll lend you 5, you can have 10, and if that ain't enough, brother, all you got to do, just come around again. I'll lend you my hat, you can have my flat, even that overcoat I got made out with the fur, you remember the fur? I'll lend you anything I've got on earth but my wife, and I'll make you a present to her." Never rains but what it pours, and Simpson, he ought to know. The man come home here yesterday afternoon, found his wife and invited all her relatives to come and live with him just for a year or so. Well, nothing of coke, he had to go on out and sleep with the horse. But the man shouted hip hooray and said, "As long as I'm able, I shall stay right out here in the stable." When the neighbors would ask him why, all he'd say, "I'll lend you my horse, I'll lend you the hay, I'll lend you anything I got. Take it away. I'll lend you 5, lend you 10. And if that ain't enough, my brother, come around again. I'll lend you the hat. I'll lend you my flat. Even though the COVID burst, I'll lend you anything I got on earth but my wife. And I'll make you a present of her.
You can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music, this is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Into on the avenue. You know Sal, that Perkins gal who was a village queen. Boys, I'm here to tell, the gal's done mighty well. She's got this and she's got that.
She knows her onions,
a Packard car and 10-room flat.
She knows her onions.
She's just a farmer's daughter, brought up in Iowa. But father never taught her the things she knows today. She knows her Spanish onions, she knows her baby talk. She hasn't any bunions, she don't get out and walk.
Ah!
She's got mink and sable fur, she's the blonde that men prefer. Just a gal who knows her onions.
Isn't that just such a fun number? That's Ben Selvin and his orchestra from 1926. And the song is She Knows Her Onions. On Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. He had the nickname the Dean of Recorded Music. And he was one of the first artists ever to exceed 1 million in sales on some of his most popular songs. Now, he was highly productive, highly prolific, and actually recorded for more than a dozen different labels, often using a different pseudonym or a different name for each of his recordings. And it is estimated that he recorded somewhere between 13,000 and 20,000 different song titles in his career. Thousands of songs. This man loved recording music and did it under any name he could think of. Well, we're exploring the history of music on Cruise in the Decades. This show is a fascinating dive, chronologically speaking, one song per decade from music history. And we take special care to mix it up real well and play a lot of different styles, many different genres of music on each program. So now let's move forward into the 1930s. In the swing and big band era, Larry Clinton and his orchestra were another one with a ton of great releases and worked with a lot of different players and singers through the years. We're going to zero in on a 1939 recording, Blueberry Hill. Now, most people know this song because of the rock and roll version by Fats Domino from 1956. But Blueberry Hill dates back to the early 40s when artists like Gene Krupa and Sammy Kaye's orchestra and the Glenn Miller Orchestra and Russ Morgan and Kay Kaiser, they all did Blueberry Hill. This is 15 years before Fats Domino. Louis Armstrong did the song in the late 40s as well. This is probably the earliest version. It's from 1939. It's Larry Clinton's orchestra featuring B. Wayne on vocals on Cruisin' the Decades.
Thank you.
created and hosted at the Summit FM in Akron, Ohio, USA, with flagship global broadcasts on Superpower Shortwave, Radio Miami International, and WBCQ, The Planet in Maine, along with the most impactful and important FM and AM music outlets and community-minded radio stations in the world. This is a 100-year journey through recorded popular music history. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. Over 100 years of music.
I wanna be a cowboy sweetheart. I wanna learn to rope and ride. I wanna ride o'er the plains and the desert out west of the great divide. I wanna hear the coyotes howling as the sun sinks in the west. I wanna be a cowboy sweetheart. That's the life I love the best. I wanna ride old paint going at a run. I wanna feel the wind in my face. 1,000 miles from the city lights, going a cowhand's pace. I wanna pillow my head near the sleeping herd while the moon shines down from above. I wanna strum my guitar and yodel-oo-dee-o. That's the life I love. Yodel-oo-dee-a, yodel-oo-dee-o.
Of Rosalie Allen on Cruisin' the Decades 100 Years of Music. That is called I Want to Be a Cowboy's Sweetheart from 1946. Rosalie Allen, one of the great early country singers and later a radio host and television host and a writer columnist as well. She was, in fact, the first woman inducted into the Country Music DJ Hall of Fame. Rosalie Allen on Cruisin' the Decades. We pick one song per decade and we do a 100-year, more than 100-year timeline on this program. We're going to continue into the 1950s. Some have said that without him, rock and roll never would have happened. In fact, he was in the class of 1987, the second year of inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum. This is Big Joe Turner. Now, you're probably familiar with his biggest song, Shake, Rattle, and Roll. We've played that in the past on this show. So today, we zip forward to 1956 for Rock-A-While. This is Big Joe Turner on Cruisin' the Decades.
Big Y Doody D me that you love me, that don't mean a thing. Every time I see you, baby, you're on another man's wing. You always criticize me about the things I do. You say I'm going crazy, and it's all because of you. I got to rock a while. Yes, I got to talk a while. I'm gonna rock a little while, talk a little while about you. Every time I see you, baby, you wanna start an argument. You say you need some money just to pay your rent. Now I gave you $50 just a day ago. Now you in my face just begging for some more. We got to rock a while. Yeah, we got to talk a while. We gonna rock a while, baby. Talk a little while about you. Baby, you ain't never seen. I'm gonna pack my suitcase and I'm gonna hit the trail. It's gonna take $100 bill just to send me my mail. We gonna rock a while. We gonna talk a while. We gonna rock a while, baby. Talk a little while about you.
An audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Won't somebody please help me with my misery? Can somebody see, yeah, what this world has done to me? And I'm not afraid to
That is a pretty amazing recording right there. That's 1969, the band Love. Arthur Lee and Love and Always See Your Face. Some songs are just absolutely timeless. That particular song I discovered from one of my favorite films, High Fidelity, starring John Cusack and Jack Black early in his career. It's a film about owning a record store, collecting records, and being emotionally unavailable. And that can relate to pretty much anyone who is an obsessive record collector or really likes this show. I highly recommend that movie, and even better, the original novel by author Nick Hornby. And the soundtrack is great. That was Love on Cruise in the Decades. I'm Brad Savage. Drop us a line. Send us a note. Where are you located? Where are you listening? Like, what radio station are you tuned in on? Drop me a line at brad@thesummit.fm. We create this show at The Summit FM in Akron, Ohio, USA, an all-music, independent, wildly eclectic music station, and a station that is supported by our listeners and members. And we started this show during the pandemic in 2020. Now we are self-syndicating this show to a total of 36 different radio stations all around the world, including New Zealand, Germany, Canada, United States, shortwave radio, internet radio, AM and FM stations everywhere. It's a real labor of love. Find out more about the show at cruisinthedecades.com. Up next, our 1970s selection is from The Nerves. It's from 1976, as we remember The Nerves' frontman and primary songwriter Jack Lee, who recently passed away after battling colon cancer. He was 71 years old. Now, Jack Lee also later wrote songs for artists like Suzy Quatro and Paul Young. And this song, The Nerves, did it first in 76. 2 years later, it became a big hit for Blondie. But he wrote it. We're playing the original. The Nerves, Hanging on the Telephone on Cruising the Decades.
I'm in the phone booth, there's the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just ring it on the wall. I know she's there, but I just had a call. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone.
Talk again.
The original version, The Nerves, from 1976, hanging on the telephone, remembering songwriter and Nerves co-founder Jack Lee. Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music, one song per decade. I'm Brad Savage, and part of this show is also a trip down memory lane for the sounds of different decades, news clips and memorable moments, maybe a summertime blockbuster film, one of the greatest films of all time. Our decades time machine brings us to the movie theaters of 1984.
Hold it! Now we're actually going to go before a federal judge and say that some moldy Babylonian god is going to drop in on Central Park West and start tearing up the city?
Sumerian, not Babylonian.
Yeah, big difference.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Tell him about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Heat them up.
Do.
Without question, one of the most quotable movies of the 1980s, a franchise that endures through today, Ghostbusters. Classic sound on Cruisin' the Decades. Ah, the mid-1980s. It was a time of Cabbage Patch Kids and Teddy Ruxpin and Rubik's Cube and the launch of Madonna into superstardom and Michael Jackson Mania. Thriller had come out. It was on its way to becoming arguably the highest selling album of all time. Meanwhile, the Jacksons are still going as well. Michael Jackson launched in the 70s with the Jackson 5, who became the Jacksons. And in 1984, right as Ghostbusters is the number one summer blockbuster movie, the Jacksons' album Victory is released. You know, don't hear this song as much today, but I think it's great. It is the Jacksons with Mick Jagger. This is State of Shock on Cruising the Decades, 1984.
baby. Just look at me, look at me. You got me, you got me in a state of shock. Look at that, look at me.
One 100 years of music, one song per decade. An audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
Decades, 100 years of music. That was Forest for the Trees, Dream, from 1997. Kind of a nice global groove to that song. World beat influences from the project created by Carl Stevenson. Based in Los Angeles in the late 90s. Actually, he came out of the Washington, D.C., Laurel, Maryland area. And before Forest for the Trees, he got some acclaim as co-writer and co-producer of Beck's debut single, Loser, in 1993. Well, he collaborated with some other musicians and formed Forest for the Trees, who had some modern rock radio success and a nice buzz in the late 90s. On that one. This is Cruising the Decades. I'm Brad Savage, and we enjoy getting correspondence from all over the world. We've got listeners everywhere, especially with help from our super-powered shortwave radio stations. The show is heard on high-frequency, high-power shortwave and Radio DX enthusiasts who tune in distant signals often send what's called a QSL request to verify listening. And we get them from all over the world. Here's our shortwave shout-out this week. First off, hello to Hans and Mario. DXing in Blankenberg, Germany, they're listening to Channel 292 shortwave, transmitting from Germany's Bavaria region, where they're famous for beer and high-powered radio. Also, Rob checks in from Heinoord in the Netherlands, also on Channel 292 shortwave. And David sends us a listening report as well. He is from Newent in the southwest of England. Now get this, some really distant listeners coming in, including Muhammad in Jang City, Pakistan. We've never had a listener in Pakistan before, but tuning in on shortwave channel 292 all over the world. Also, Isao is in Shabaken, Japan, on the island of Honshu, listening to Cruise in the Decades, and there are some across North America and the United States as well. Hello to Jade in Winslow, Arkansas, on the Blowtorch station 5950 kilohertz, transmitting from South Florida. That's Radio Miami International shortwave. And also Stuart checks in, listening on WBCQ The Planet. Stuart is in Walterboro, South Carolina. So the shortwave listeners get a real kick out of doing the long distance DXing reports and asking for QSL, which is that we actually send them a reception confirmation. So you can do that. Drop us a note, brad@thesummit.fm, or go to cruisinthedecades.com. And you don't even have to be listening on shortwave. I enjoy hearing from our more traditional AM or FM radio listeners across Canada and North America and New Zealand. And shout out to some of our listeners on KMSU, The Maverick in Mankato, Minnesota, transmitting from Minnesota State University, Mankato. Hello to our listeners in Madison, Wisconsin, on WWMV, Many Voices, One Community Radio in Madison, Wisconsin, the station of the Lucier Community Education Center. And greetings to listeners across Indiana on Indiana Public Radio from Ball State University in Muncie. Find a complete list of all the stations and broadcast times at cruisinthedecades.com and drop us a note as well. We go to Wales in the early aughts. We're moving now into the 21st century. Here's a 2008 hit from Duffy, begging you for mercy on Cruising the Decades.
Hit the beat and take it to the verse now.
Yeah.
Stay true. My morals got me on my knees. I'm
100-year journey through the history of recorded music from an extensive, obsessive record collection belonging to Radio's Brad Savage. This is Cruisin' the Decades, heard on the greatest independent radio stations across North America and the world. 100 years of music on Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition.
With a pocket of high, if you listen close, you can hear him cry. Oh Lord, heaven knows we belong way down below. Sing it.
Oh Lord, heaven knows we belong way down below.
Way down below,
way down below.
Judy's in the front seat picking up trash, living on the dole, gotta make that cash. Won't be pretty, won't be sweet. Just sitting there on her feet singing, oh Lord, heaven knows we belong way down below. Go.
Oh Lord, heaven knows we belong way down below.
Sing, oh Lord, tell us so, we belong way down below.
Oh Lord, tell us so, we belong way down below.
Way down below,
way down below, way down below.
Does that rock? That was the Pretty Reckless on Cruisin' the Decades. That's a 2014 song, Heaven Knows, from their second album. That band is led by vocalist Taylor Momsen, who began as a child actress as a young 7-year-old Cindy Lou Who in the 2000 film How the Grinch Stole Christmas. She was later in the series Gossip Girl, but really gave up acting to do the band full time. She has decided to be a full time rocker as opposed to an actress and movie star. They now have 5 albums to their credit. The Pretty Reckless on Cruisin' the Decades, and that brings us into the 2020s for a recent release by Dury. So this song is by a brother-sister duo out of the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. They started the band during the pandemic, and they have blown up in a social media sense. Hundreds of millions of views and plays and likes and uses on TikTok, among other platforms. That's how you launch a band these days, is through social media impressions. This is Dury, and it's called Who's Laughing Now? On Cruisin' the Decades, 2023.
My mama always said I would regret it if I ever got a tattoo. She said I'd never get a job like I ever wanted one with that attitude.
Minnesota, a South Metro Twin Cities suburb. That is Who's Laughing Now by Dury, wrapping up this journey through 100 years of music on Cruisin' the Decades.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave FM and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA, and is broadcast on The Summit on Fridays at 2200 UTC or 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm or by mail at 91.3 FM WAPS Radio, Ellett High School, 309 Wolf Avenue, that's W-O-O-L-F Avenue, Akron, Ohio, 44312 USA. Listen to The Summit on thesummit.fm or via TuneIn Radio or download the Summit Radio app. Dare to be different. With The Summit, local, independent, all music public radio for Northeast Ohio and beyond. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.